Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here with Jessica Rabal from Premier Elevations. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I noticed something as soon as you walked into the studio that you're actually a woman.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I think that that's somehow relevant to your business.
It really is.
What is your business? What do you folks do?
We produce cannabis edibles.
Okay. Stuff you eat.
Yes.
As opposed to smoke.
Right. Food.
Food.
Yes.
How does this food exist? Is it in broccoli? Is it in chocolate?
It is in delicious concoctions that my team and I produce.
Okay.
I've got a light line, Edilites.
What does that mean, a light line? Like low calorie?
Low calorie, yes. Yes.
Or low pot, low THC?
Both. All of the above, actually.
Okay. So, being a woman,
yes,
you probably know a lot of women who are always counting calories.
Yes.
And want to be careful.
Yes.
So they can actually enjoy and imbibe and not gain a lot of weight.
Exactly.
Because you told me offline that weight management was a big part of your pitch.
Yes, yes. I came into this edibles business wanting to extend the market share, wanting to make cannabis more comfortable, mm-hmm, for women to consume, for women to want to consume, by producing products that are a little bit more familiar, that coincide more with their lifestyle.
So familiar meaning a piece of chocolate, a cookie?
Yes. That's what I'm producing. I'm producing things like a chocolate-covered pretzel, something like a cookies and cream cookie crisp, something that you might see on the shelf in your grocery store, but mine is infused with cannabis.
But it is your feeling that that's where the whole industry is going.
Yes.
Grocery stores and shelves, and you can find stuff like this. Kind of like you can go to a supermarket and buy beer.
Exactly.
So that's where it's going.
Yes.
Now, why you? Why your stuff? Why? Because there's other edibles out there.
Oh, yes. There is a whole array of other edibles. However, mine are different than what's on the currently dominates the market.
You want to tell us how, because the audience is now riveted. How are they different?
They are
just spill your guts.
Still tasty and indulgent. They are what dominates the market right now is cookies and candy, all the good guilty stuff.
Okay.
That gives you that is packed with sugar, packed with calories, packed with fat, packed with carbs, and also higher doses of THC. So if you are a woman who, mm-hmm, is watching her diet, somebody who maybe is not a huge consumer or has never consumed at all, jumping into a big hunk and piece of chocolate with,
right,
10 milligrams, that's going,
right,
to be a scary thing because you've derailed your diet for the day.
Right.
You,
right,
are getting an intense amount of cannabis milligrams, so you don't know if you're going to be flat on your face in 10 minutes or if you're going to be just fine.
Right, because every woman I know tells a story about how they took some edible and they didn't feel anything.
Yes.
And they took another one and they were in the fetal position for 8 hours.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
so
it becomes a very traumatic experience, truly.
So if you actually make it so that it's something low calorie that pitches the health benefits.
Yes.
And positioned at your market and kind of a little bit indulgent.
Yes.
Right? Then you actually are cornering a different market segment, one that isn't called the connoisseur.
Correct.
Okay, so when we come back on our next episode, I'm going to ask you why you got into this business.